Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews Show. Matthew Show.
Black Lives Matter. This is Senator Lindsey Graham on with Fox host Brian Kilmeade.
This is a political movement. Black Lives Matter is a political movement. Look at their agenda. I'm not signing up. It's a socialist agenda, basically. But having said that, I was doing a community meeting in Aiken, South Carolina, and I had a pastor, African-American pastor, ask me, would I say Black Lives Matter, not all lives? And I said, well, why do you ask me to do that? And he says, it's not that I don't value other people, but when you say, Senator, Black Lives Matter, you're telling me that you at least get it or trying to get it. So in that regard, I said, yes, count me in for Black Lives Matter. But Black Lives Matter as a political movement is something you need to look at. And yes, it is pretty much a very left-leaning political movement.
Black Lives Matter. Yes, it is a political movement. For some reason, people are still confused about what that means exactly. The fact that a pastor would ask a white senator, I mean, I'm curious, would he have asked Tim Scott? Would he have asked Representative Tim Scott? Because there are many people of the colored persuasion, or black or African American, whatever you want to call our fellow Americans. Notice I didn't say them. But it perturbs me to no end that a white senator would have been asked, can you, will you say Black Lives Matter under the auspices of, we just want to know if you're down with the cause. You know, in case that pastor forgot, Senator Lindsey Graham was elected to represent all citizens of his respective state, in theory. But you get my drift. It is beyond me that we find this behavior acceptable, particularly from people of the cloth, people proclaiming to be men and women of faith. Why on earth would you set yourself up for that period? Right now, I'm watching this whole race thing unfold in my own city, which has been unfolding for 3 years, longer actually, though, since we began to rebuild this phoenix of a city from the ashes of the Civil War. But this particular mayor of the city of Atlanta is hell-bent on the city of Atlanta bowing to the fact that she is a black female, and her name is Keisha. If you don't believe me, pull up her very own sound bites across YouTube. Just look them up. Hashtag Black Girl Magic. You will find her immediately. Keisha Lance Bottoms is forever reminding us how separate and now not necessarily equal we are. So now she's decided to conflate wearing masks because she's bitter that the governor actually went around her, above her, below her, to the side of her, juxtaposed from her, to listen to the citizens of the state of Georgia who were demanding that our right for security be upheld in this state in spite of our useless mayor. The only thing our mayor has been good for is dividing our city. I am not the only person who believes that, and I take that from her own mouth. Not even 20 minutes after the governor's announcement, suddenly our mayor was tested positive for COVID. Not saying it's not true. I just distinctly remember Ted Kennedy's moment with his neck brace when his integrity was called into question for very, very real and serious intentions. So for Senator Lindsey Graham to have to be subjected to and succumb to, hey, do you believe Black Lives Matter? No, say it. It's just beyond me. It just is. And I say that the night after watching video after video after video of white people literally assaulted on video, just pummeled the absolute hell beaten out of them. A black woman, maniacal animal, had someone had a gun, she should have been taken down for beating the living shit out of a white woman who was walking on a path in a park with her kids. This is the country in which we live. This is what we've come to. There's a pervasive fear, suspicion of your neighbor. Well, I don't know. Was I nice enough? Well, damn, if I'm too nice, then you're going to think I'm being fake because I'm afraid of you. You just can't win. You cannot win when it comes to bowing to the spirit at work in this earth right now. And the only thing you can do is keep your head straight, your eyes straight forward, your heart lifted upward. Do not bow to the powers that be. Do Black Lives Matter? Can you say it? Will you say it, Senator Graham? You have to qualify that you believe all lives matter? What is it? What is the litmus test exactly? That's what I want to know. What is the litmus test for, hey man, I'm down with all lives mattering. Should I wear a t-shirt? Like, should I wear a neon, you know, ball cap? Should I, you know, I don't know, because even if I wear it, then I'm called culturally appropriating. So which is it? Which is it exactly? What is my litmus test? A t-shirt? A wrap around my car that says Black Lives Matter? I mean, what is it that's going to make me, you know, not a target because of the color of my skin and my hair and my eyes? I'm just asking. I'm asking on behalf of tens of millions of Americans who are asking the same damn question. So when our leaders capitulate, it is slightly frustrating for someone like me who refuses to bow. God Almighty, know your enemy. I will not subject myself to... No, say it. Say it. We just want to hear you say it. Well, yeah. All lives matter. Shame on you, Pastor. That's something that you should know. You, as a man of God, should have known that. What difference does it make if Lindsey Graham said, yeah, all lives matter? I'll tell you when all lives are going to matter. When my mayor is not pissed off that the National Guard has been called in to do her damn job because face masks should have been put in place. Really? Well, I distinctly remember seeing our mayor marching with the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, call it a protest if you will. She held the bullhorn in the middle of hundreds of protesters, aka rioters, to stand in solidarity with we, us, ours. That's how she refers to her people. This is the people's city. Y'all know how that works, right? It's the people's station. It's the people's store. It's the people's this, the people's that. It's the people's. And that signals that it's black. It means no whites allowed. Whites not involved. I'll be honest with you. Want to self-segregate? Go for it. Take all your crime, all of your brokenness and brokenness and bitter and rejection and abandonment and bastardization. Take all that crap with you. Fine. Self-segregate. Fine with me. Just pay for it yourself. Pay for your own crap yourself. Pay for your own emergency services. Pay for your own education. Probably get the same that we get here in the city of Atlanta. Mad as hell because the governor called in the National Guard to do her job.
I wasn't notified.
Okay, well, surprise. Our governor actually took a stand because there were thousands of Georgians who said, listen, you either step up or step the hell out because we're done with this. And if you want to see a bunch of rural people descend upon the city of Atlanta and handle this, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep hiding under the desk. The governor literally resides. His office is maybe one city block from the mayor of Atlanta. Before he ever took office, the first stop he made was in the mayor's office. Right? Yeah, we're in the middle of a race war. And the best our mayor can do is not say, hey, thanks for the backup. Because keep in mind, she has defanged and ultimately defunded, on her way to defunding, the Atlanta Police Department. That is the goal of the Atlanta City Council. She's a Democrat mayor. She runs on race. How do I know? I had her on my show while she was running. And all I heard about was what a Republican the white lady was who was running against her. They will stop at nothing to maintain power in the city of Atlanta. And when I say they, I mean it. It is a cabal of nefariousness that you can't even imagine. It has been a 2-year-long investigation so far, federal investigation of the last mayor, because, you know, that's a habit we have here in the city of Atlanta. The current mayor has been under direct scrutiny and investigation for slush funds, for monetary reasons, for airport expenditures that were illegal before she was ever sworn in. Come on, Lindsey Graham. I get it. But you do know that's what they're asking you to do as well. This movement, and not just blacks. This isn't just a black thing. This is crazy people who are on the left. These are guilty Republicans too, who are white. The Bible said we just keep peace. I mean, we should be as much as it's doable for me, I'm supposed to keep peace with my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Sure, with your brother and your sister, right? Never said to bow to devils. And this Black Lives Matter movement is a doctrine of devils. There is no way around it. We are in a legitimate race war in the country. New York City, man walking down the street with his child, 6 years old, walking across a crosswalk, car pulls up, pulls out a gun, broad daylight, holding the hand of a 6-year-old, aims, fires, shoots him. Dead in the middle of the street in broad daylight. Kid drops daddy's hand, takes off running, screaming, crying. This is the Wild West. Bill de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, they should absolutely be incarcerated at this point. How do you kill over 6,000 of your own elderly and walk free? How do you abscond with over $800 million and your wife's mental illness, mental health slush fund? Can't find it. I'm sorry. It's just poof, gone. Black girl magic. Gone. Gone because he's married to a black lady. What happened to it? Gone. Money gone. G-A-W-N. Gone. Can't find it. $800 million. We can't find money for our AIDS patients here in the city of Atlanta. Gone. Never funded. People living in their cars. Homeless. You know how we handle crime here in the city of Atlanta? We're on a point system. We have cash-free bail that you just go in. Hey, man, what's up? Yep, that was me. Oh, my ankle monitor? Sure. Slap it on me. Is it hooked up to someone by any chance? Who knows? Who cares? I'll be out and back to doing my thing because, you know, I'm black because, comma, slavery. You know, people have accused me of being a jackass because I've said that for the past 3 years. You know, here's what's happening in Atlanta. Here's what's happening around the country, comma, because, comma, slavery. And here we are. In other news, for those of you who didn't know, since it's all things, comma, slavery, today is Blackout Tuesday. It was first organized in 2015 to encourage purchases only from black-owned businesses. Today, Uber, in case you missed it, gives discounts and or free rides to black Uber participants. Black-owned businesses, they are, I mean, I'm sorry. I was under the impression we had an entire civil rights movement around this. Am I wrong? I mean, where are we going? Are we regressing? And who's signing up for it? Who is agreeing with it? You need to check. You need to check your legislators, check your elected officials, check your neighbors. Who's doing that? For those of you who didn't know, Herman Cain, my colleague, I miss filling in for Herman on my old station. Former station who will remain nameless, another casualty of the not really sure if we are conservative airwaves. So he's COVID positive in the hospital. He appears to be doing well. He has not been intubated, so that's excellent news. Back to the mayor. Apparently she has no symptoms. She just tested positive on the heels of the governor declaring we've had enough and we're going to have to bring in people to actually do her job. Funny how that works. How many of you are planning on wearing face masks? I finally had my encounter today. Went to buy my little flowers, sashaying into Lowe's, minding my own business, not having to wait in the socialist communist line for two people at a time to be able to walk. And by the way, have you been to a Costco lately? Have you been to a Costco? I decided, oh, what the hell, renew? Because I can't find a paper towel in the city of Atlanta. We've switched from, you know, either our asses have gotten bigger through this whole COVID thing, and so now we need paper towels instead of toilet tissue. I'm not sure which it is. But you can find toilet tissue. You just can't find a paper towel. So I was like, well, what the heck? So I'll just go back, sign back up for renew my membership with Costco. I put two big bags of toilet paper in my cart. I'm like, you know, I'm replenishing my reserves in my garage for things like TP. And I get up to the register and I turn around and I see the lady taking my TP out of the cart. One of them, she puts it over to the side. She says, you're only allowed to have one. I'm like, wow. You want to stamp USSR on the cover of my receipt too? I mean, really? We're rationing toilet paper, chicken, beef. Still don't think you need to live off the grid? Still think living in an urban center is the best place for your quality of life and your kids and your grandkids? Come on. I have friends right now in Montana, traveling across Montana and other states out there to South Dakota. I think they were just about Rushmore. To determine whether or not they wanted to purchase land and move away. But former law enforcement officer and her partner just traveling across trying to see, hey, maybe there's something better out here for us. And you know what they're going to say? This is white flight. Well, let me tell you, I got a lot of black friends who are fleeing too because they're done. They are tired of this crap. We get who we vote for. So you can't find paper towels. You can find toilet paper, but you're only allowed to have a bag, right? Crazy stuff. So I'm at Lowe's today, minding my own business. Well, I just walked through the door. I'm like, yeah, I've got this great little table out back. I'm, you know, redoing my patio and go find a little flower thing. You know, my mental health moment. This is how I unwind. This is what I do. I get my fingers in the dirt again. And I'm reminded that it's from the dirt we come. It's back to the dirt we go. And people can inherently suck, and God knew it, and that's why he sent his son. And there you go. So, but the flowers smell pretty, and I feel like I've accomplished something other than complaining and looking at the world like a big fat, what the hell? You said it was going to get bad, but man, this sucks. So guy walks by me fully masked. We'd already encountered one another because I walked through the door. He sees me. He steps 6 more feet away from me with a mask on. Just so dramatic. You know, it was like a scene out of Hamilton. And old white guy. Not old, sorry, but older. How about that? And I thought, okay, well, that was dramatic, but, you know, who am I to judge? Whatever. So I walk around him and I don't pay attention to him. I see him out of the periphery, out of my periphery, and I just keep walking. Damn if this guy doesn't find me like 2 aisles later. And he's just going to, you can just see him. Like, you can see the thought bubbles over his head and the steam coming out of his ears. And he is just hell bent to confront me. And he does. And again, I'm minding my own business. He walks toward me. He goes, "Do you just not find it necessary to wear a mask?" And I said, "No, sir, I actually don't." And he says, "Well, okay." And he passes by me and he goes, "Good luck with that." I'm like, "Okay, well, good luck with your mask. You know, good luck with your life. I'm not sure." Would you believe every single aisle I ended up on in a, how many square feet is it, is your standard Lowe's? Thousands of square feet, right? I mean, like at least a mile worth of just aisles, okay? Every single aisle I walked down, this dude was there. Ultimately ended up behind me in the line to check out. And there were other lanes to check out. And I thought, my God, we're so screwed. This COVID has set us up and it has revealed the frailty of our mind as a nation. The lack of faith any of us have, the gullibility that most people have to trust institutions who have been proven over and over and over again not to warrant our respect and our trust, much less on a national economic level. People are standing in line for a vaccination. Why are we so afraid to die? That's the question I want to leave you with today. Why are we so afraid to die? Think about that. I know that seems so extreme for some of you. And I certainly don't want to die anytime soon. But the things that we exchange for our liberties. We don't know how to wash our butts, our hands, wipe our noses, keep our distance. We don't know how to become self-regulating germaphobes without encroaching upon the liberties of others. It is disturbing as a liberty-loving American, as a Christian who looks to God to keep me in perfect peace and in perfect health. For those of you who have accused Christians of being overzealous, of being radical, because we say things like, "I'll keep you in my prayers, I'm praying for you." You could only wish that this nation was radicalized, were fundamental Christians, in that we worked for our food, we took care of our own families, we honored our mothers and fathers, we didn't covet other people's wives and husbands and property, we didn't lie on each other, we didn't dismantle people's lives with slander and maligning. We didn't practice abominable, just reproachable sins against authority and suspicion of our neighbors, backbiting. though loving with sobriety, not wild abandon to every wind of doctrine, not looking to the arm of government to sustain us. That, my friends, is radical Christianity. And we are far from radicalized in this country. I gotta go. Thank you for sharing my work. I love you all. Thank you for your patience with my website. It's coming along nicely. My merch will be up and running soon. Cannot wait for you to see it. Hopefully have a pre-order button here soon. And we will go for it and have, you know, you can wear a you can wear a shirt and a cap and drink from a mug that that hopefully won't get you targeted. It will not say anything about MAGA. So, but it does make one heck of a statement. All right. Pray for my potty mouth. Forgive me if I've offended you. I'll be back tomorrow. Be good to your neighbor, beginning with yourself. Subscribe for my newsletters at MonicaMatthews.com. Remember, if you're an American, act like one.
Follow Monica on Twitter at @MonicaOnAirTalk. On Facebook at Monty Matthews.
This is How You Live Life with Monica Matthews.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.